People who believe and worship God build beautiful things. They build beautiful things. They're not the only ones who build beautiful things, but they build them not for the glory of oneself or the glory of their great nation, but instead they build them for the glory of God, for an eternal glory. 1 hour south of Paris is the Chartres Cathedral, which is perhaps the most grand of all the Gothic cathedrals in the world. It was built in the 13th century, and within it, there's a stained glass window, which if you were to lay it down on this church floor, it would stretch from me all the way to the back wall. And within this stained glass window, there is the story that we hear in the gospel today of the Good Samaritan, and it's intertwined with the story and salvation history of humanity's fall and redemption. And you can read the window all the way down as it intertwines the two of these, making the message very clear that what Jesus speaks of with the Good Samaritan is a reflection of what God did in saving us. And so you start with the man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He went from the heavenly city down into the city of sin. And sin, as it always does, left him beaten and left for dead. And nothing could save him. Not the law, not the simple practice of religious rites, not the Levites, not the priests, but instead it was only this half-breed, the Samaritan, Jesus the half-breed, half God, half man, fully God, fully man, who comes down and he anoints him with oil and with wine. Oil, the healing balm of the sacraments, and wine which gives life, the sacred blood of the Eucharist. And he takes him and he brings him into the inn. He brings him into the safety of the church, his body. And he pays the debt in full. The word redemption itself means to pay the debt. And so the whole story of the Good Samaritan is this reflection of all of salvation history. And if you stand there in the Chartres Cathedral, at a certain time of the day when the sun is shining through that window, all that light reflects back down on you. The whole story is intertwined. They reflect back down on you. Which as Christians is exactly what they're meant to do and what we're meant to do. People who truly believe and worship God don't just build beautiful things, they build a beautiful culture. They build a beautiful culture which reflects what they worship. The word culture comes from the word cult, which just simply means to worship. And so you guys know what a cult leader is, right? So if I was a cult leader, six dangerous words, if I was a cult leader, you would all worship me. And you would all seek to imitate what I do, and things would get weird really quick. But that's what cults are. You worship something, and then you seek to imitate and become just like that thing you worship. In the Christians, we worship Jesus who is God and seek to do as he does. And so a Catholic culture is one that reflects what Jesus does. It's a culture that seeks out those who have been beaten up and left for dead by the culture that we live in and seeks to bring God's healing to them, his life to them, It's all about what you worship. Because a culture that worships wealth, that culture is going to look a lot different. If wealth is the God that it worships, that culture is going to have a certain look, a certain feel, there's certain priorities to it. A culture that worships freedom above everything else is going to look a lot different. The way that it's structured, the priorities and values that people have are going to look different. But only a culture that worships the true God above everything else is going to look like what Jesus describes here. It's going to look like a culture that actually brings eternal life and glory into this world. Because every other culture, if it's not worshiping God, it'll end up in every place that's not God, every place that's separated from God, it'll end up in death. It becomes eventually a culture of death. There's only one culture of life. What a culture looks like comes from what a people worship. And to build a culture like that means to do what Jesus did, to become like him. It's really, really easy to tear something down. The Chartres Cathedral, one big fire, that whole thing is down in a couple hours in one day. It took 25 years to build. There were people who worked on it who never saw its completion. To build a culture of life, a culture of love, a culture of compassion, a culture that reflects God's image, is one that takes patient love. And it takes patiently and with firm resolve doing what Jesus did. Seeking out those who've been beat up by this world and left for dead and bringing Jesus' healing to them. So what about you? What are you building daily in your life? It's easy to tear things down. It's easy to deconstruct things. What sort of culture are you building in your family? In your workplace? What sort of culture are you building with your friends in this community? What does it reflect?